I asked the servers if they wanted to preach today. They said no. All of Advent, the word prepare has come up again and again and again. Prepare, prepare, prepare. God is so patient. He's so much more patient than we are. In the second reading, we heard that through prophets and in varied ways, God has spoken to man. And we're really thick-headed. And we didn't get the message. I still don't get the message. And so we, all the prophets who speak to us and are calling us to conversion, and yet we don't listen, from Abraham to David to Elijah to all the people that we find in Jesus' genealogy, in his lineage, there's this preparation. But ultimately, his desire, the desire of the Father's heart, is to send his Son into the world so that we can meet him in the flesh. It's really hard to offer your life for an idea. You know, I remember as a boy reading this gospel today. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Like, what's the Word? And the Word is the second person of the Trinity, Jesus. But he hasn't taken on our humanity yet. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him. And then we hear this word, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. It's hard for me to give my life for an idea, but I can give my life for a person who makes himself known to us, a person whose name I know, a person whom I love, and a person who loves me. You and I have no right to know God's name, and yet on this day in history, God takes on humanity. He becomes one of us, takes up all the messiness of our human nature, our sin, our brokenness, our fallenness, and he's given a name. And his name is a mission. It's an identity. The name Jesus means God saves. Yahweh saves. That God who revealed himself to Abraham in the burning bush, or to Moses in the burning bush, that he has come so close to his people, and he has a name that means God saves. This is the good news. And we say it every time, the gospel of the Lord, the good news of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This is good news, life-changing news. I think back, I wasn't there, but June 6th, 1944, D-Day. You'd ask any person in France, you know, was there anything in the news today? It's like, no, just a few things. Like, Americans showed up on the beaches of Normandy, but other than that, like, for years, Nazi Germany had been occupying France and all of Europe, really. And the situation was very bleak. Like, it was a hopeless situation. And for years, Britain, other countries, America, were working, concocting a plan, preparing to be able to liberate France, liberate all of Europe, starting on the beaches of Normandy. And you better believe on that day, some hope sprung up in all the people of Europe. That salvation has come, that we are empowered, we're encouraged. Something is changing, something's stirring up. And yet in this quiet stable, in this little manger in Bethlehem, there's a quiet revolution that God breaches into humanity, that he is going to change us from within, that he, as we hear in today's gospel, from his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, that he wants to bless his people. But when you look at the world around us, or you look at the interior parts of your heart that we don't like to pay attention to sometimes, you realize there's still a lot that's broken, Father. There's war all over the place. There's war inside my heart. I don't know how to fix all of this. What did Jesus actually come to do? I've got fears, I've got worries, I've got concerns. My spouse is difficult, always, I get it. Our children are difficult, always, I get it. And my boss doesn't appreciate me, I get it. That's no commentary on Father Dan. So what exactly did Jesus come to bring? Jesus came to bring us God. Jesus came to bring us God. God with us, Emmanuel, the prophecy fulfilled. That in the midst of all the mess of my life, God is with me. We hear it in Psalm 23. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That sounds awful. The valley of the shadow of death. And he says, I fear no evil. Why? For you are at my side. With your rock and your staff, you lead me, you comfort me. Jesus brought God into the world, and he will never take him away, that he remains with us in this tabernacle. That red sanctuary lamp is the promise that God has breached into the beaches of our life, all the mess, all the war, all the distress that we face. Jesus brought us God. That's the good news. And today, as a pilgrim people, we journey, we pilgrimage to Mary and Joseph, who are there so safely, securely, loving our newborn Savior and King, that they have a sense of who he is and the mission that he comes to bring. They know that the crib will one day lead to the cross, that grace doesn't come cheaply, that salvation isn't cheap. It's bought at a price, that God comes so low from the heights of heaven into the humility of a manger and to offer himself on the cross for us. This is the good news, that Jesus brings us God. Come, let us adore him.